This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Consolation of Philosophy by Anicius Manlius Severinus Bertius, translated by H. R. James. Book 4, Good and Ill Fortune, Section 5 and Song 5, Wonder and Ignorance. Section 5. On this I said, I see how there is a happiness and misery founded on the actual deserts of the righteous and the wicked. Nevertheless, I wonder in myself whether there is not some good and evil in fortune as the vulgar understand it. Certainly, no sensible man would rather be exiled, poor and disgraced, than dwell prosperously in his own country, powerful, wealthy, and high in honour. Indeed, the work of wisdom is more clear and manifest in its operation when the happiness of rulers is somehow passed on to the people around them, especially considering that the prison, the law, and the other pains of legal punishment are properly due only to mischievous citizens on whose accounts they were originally instituted. Accordingly, I do exceedingly marvel why all this is completely reversed, why the good are harassed with the penalties due to crime, and the bad carry off the rewards of virtue. And I long to hear from thee what reason may be found for so unjust a state of disorder. For assuredly, I should wonder less if I could believe that all things are the confused result of chance. But now my belief in God's governance doth add amazement to amazement, for seeing that he sometimes assigns fair fortune to the good and harsh fortune to the bad, and then again deals harshly with the good and grants to the bad their heart's desire, how does this differ from chance, unless some reason is discovered for it all? Nay, it is not wonderful, said she, if all should be thought random and confused when the principle of order is not known. And though thou knowest not the causes on which this great system depends, yet forasmuch as a good ruler governs the world, doubt not for thy part that all is rightly done. Song 5. Wonder and Ignorance. Who knoweth not how near the pole Boots' course doth go, must marvel by what heavenly law he moves his wane so slow, why late he plunges neath the main, and swiftly lights his beams again. When the full orbed moon grows pale in the mid-course of night, and suddenly the stars shine forth that languished in her light, the astonished nations stand at gaze, and beat the air in wild amaze. None marvels why upon the shore the storm-lashed breakers beat, nor why the frost-bound glaciers melt at summer's fervent heat. For here the cause seems plain and clear, only what's dark and hid we fear. Weak-minded folly magnifies all that is rare and strange, and the dull herds o'erwhelmed with awe at unexpected change. But wonder leaves enlightened minds when ignorance no longer blinds. End of section 5.